I greet all of you in the blessed name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
You assigned to me the Matthew chapter 5, verse 9.
我们今天要来查考马太福音第五章第九节。
Just been read to you in Chinese.
我们刚刚也已经读了。
I tried to listen it.And still I couldn't, I could make the last part, the blessed are the peacemakers, I can't catch it.
这节说到了使人和睦的人有福了。
The world, for many years, since, for 2000 years, that means since BC 36 to 1968,So slightly more than 2,000 years ago.
这世界在过去的2000年前，从公元前36年
there had been 14,600 wars, known wars, known wars.
已经有了14,500600个战争，我们所知道的战争。
Since 1945, after World War II.
从1945年在世界大战第二次世界大战之后呢
，There has been no less than 70 wars. Therefore, 70 wars.
世界也经历了70场战争
，and 200 international outbreaks of violence.
还有200次国际的冲突。
This is for your information.
这些是给大家知道。
And since 1958, about 60-70 years ago,
从1955年开始，大概60-70年前
,100 nations have been involved in some form of armed struggle.
全世界大概有100个国家经历了这种战斗。
What about today?
我们今时又是如何的呢？
You find that the outbreaks, violence is everywhere.In the world, almost every day you can witness violence.
我们看到这世界上每天都能看到这种战争。
What does this mean?
这代表着什么呢？
There is never in our world a lasting period of peace.
这代表着我们这世界从来就没有一段时刻是和平的。
And so you find that the years ahead.Now with our future, in another next 10 years or 20 years, there will be a lot of trouble.
所以我们发现我们将来的日子无论是10年20年都将会有很多的患难。
By men.
都是从人而来的患难。
Men fight with men.
因为人和人战争。
And then from the Bible, we also have been told, prophesied, that there will bePestilences, earthquakes in various places.
从圣经我们也读到，在这世界上各处都将有瘟疫。
You can see that there are many earthquakes already.
都将有地震，我们已经看到有许多的地震。
But Singapore, God has blessed Singapore.
是神赐福了新加坡。
And we are all very happy in Singapore.
我们在新加坡都很喜乐。
And I think there are many Christians here, and God.Very merciful to all of us.
在这里有许多基督徒和神都怜悯了我们。
And there are also many kinds of pestilences.
世上有很多的瘟疫。
You have Ebola, then you have the SARS.
有不同的疾病如伊波拉和萨斯。
And now recently you have Zika.
而最近有这斯卡的病毒。
Next one is what we do not know. Once we control Zika, another one will come up.
接下来是什么呢？我们不知道。我们控制了 Zika 病毒过后，又有一个新的病毒了。
But it's all prophesied in the Bible.
这些都在圣经当中预言的。
20 years ago, it did not happen, but now suddenly, all this happened.
十多年前没有发生，不过现在突然一切都发生了。
And if we read our scriptures very carefully, it means that.The time is short. Christ will be coming soon. And end of the world will be coming soon.
如果我们仔细读圣经的话，我们就发现主耶稣基督到来的日子近了，世界的末了也近了。
So our life here on this earth, how many years more do you think you expect to live?
所以我们在世的日子，你认为你还有多少？
You hope to live, huh?
你希望能够活多久呢？
Well, you are young. Most of you are young men. You think you're many years.
年轻人，你们认为你们有许多的年日。
Not very many of you are old people.
你们在座不多是年长者。
And you hope you can live another 30, 40 or 50 years.
希望你能够活着接下来30、40甚至50年。
Well, I hope the Lord will be merciful and allow another 50 years so that many more people can be saved.
我个人希望神会怜悯能够接下来五十年，好像更多的人能够得救。
Because when Christ come back, come back again, no more preaching of the word of God.
因为当基督再来的时候，将没有人能够传讲神的话。
For the people today,
或者这世代的人已经再也没有传讲神的
话。No chance for them to hear the gospel.
没有机会让他们听到福音。
And if they have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, it means eternal condemnation.
如果他们还没听到主耶稣基督的福音，还没信靠主的话，他们将永远的沉沦。
And therefore, if we have friends, our parents, and loved ones, we should be prayerfully try very hard to tell them the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以，如果我们有朋友、我们的家人、我们所亲爱的，我们
and pray for the mercy of God.
然后祷告神怜悯他们，向他们传福音。
And we are children of God. If we are children of God, we have believed, God will hear our prayers.
如果我们是神的儿女，我们已经信靠了主，神会听我们的祷告。
And it's God's desire that they should be saved.
神也希望他们得救。
And when you pray, and then you preach, or you tell them the gospel, it's according to God's will, and God will hear our prayers.
所以当你祷告，你向他们传福音的时候，是按照神的旨意，神也会应允你的祷告。
And therefore, you have every opportunity now, you share the gospel with your loved ones and your parents or friends.
所以现在，若是你有任何的机会，你当向你的朋友、你的亲人，向他们传讲福音。
Just now, we mentioned to you, many wars and this world has never had this.Lasting peace, never.
刚刚我们提到这世代，这世界有许多的战争，也没有一段和平的日子。
And Matthew 5:9, Jesus tells us to be peacemakers.
可是，在马太福音第五章第九节，基督吩咐我们要做使人和睦的人。
And if we are peacemakers, making peace in the world, we shall be called the children of God.
所以如果我们是使人和睦的人，我们将被称为神的儿子。
Sometimes I think it's a bit funny because Jesus Christ is speaking to Christians, to his disciples.
有时会觉得这十分的有趣，因为基督其实是在向信徒传讲这段话。
And if we make a peacemaking among people, we shall be called children of God. If we don't, then we speakcannot be called the children of God.
如果我们是使人和睦的人，我们将被称为神的儿子。换句话说，如果我们不使人和睦，我们将不被称为神的儿子。
So whenever you see people among our own friends, our own people, or even in the church, they quarrel and they argue and they get angry and they don't talk to one another, if you know such people,And you try to make peace.
所以当你知道你周遭的人或是在教会的弟兄姐妹，你知道他们不和睦，他们对彼此有生气的话，你将要竭尽所能使他们和睦。
I know it is difficult.
我知道这是很困难的。
Because the people who are quarreling will also tell you to shut up.
因为那些在争吵的人也会告诉你说叫你闭嘴。
Mind your own business.
叫你不要多管闲事。
This is not your business.
这不是你的事。
And then you try to, and then tell you again, shut up and get angry with you.
如果你在想帮助他们的话，他们会叫你闭嘴，然后对你生气。
And then sometimes we also say we also say to ourselves, I don't care, like, it's not my business.
然后有时候我们心里也会说啊，这不关我的事，我就不管。
Sometimes I ever said that before. It's not my business.
有时我心里也这样想，我想说这不关我的事。
Because I know that if I interfere, I get scolding.
因为我知道，如果我介入的话，我将会受。
They will say bad things about me.
他们会说我的坏话。
And say I know that I don't want to be involved.
所以我会说我不想插入这件事。
And God says, "What you cannot be called the son of God."
可是神
children of God.
在这里就说，如果你这样做的话，你将会被称为神的儿子。
So we have to get ourselves involved.
所以我们必须要参与。
We try our best.
要尽我们的所能。
Try our best.
竭尽所能。
And then God said that we shall be called children of God.
神说我们必称为神的儿子。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God is a God of peace.
因为神是那和平的神。
We are all enemies of God.
我们从前是与神为敌的。
All of us.
我们所有人都是
the people in the world who are non-Christians and all of us before we were enemies of God.
就世上那些非信徒，他们是敌对神的。我们从前还未信主的时候，
and our God is a God of peace.
我们也是敌对神的，而神是那和平的神。
And so he sent the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ also God, and then he's also a God of peace. And he came down to make peace with us.
所以神就差遣了主耶稣基督，就是那和平的君王，他差遣他来叫我们与神和好。
And so he died on the cross and shed his precious blood.
所以他死在十字架上，流出了宝血。
Cleanse us of all our sins.
洗净我们一切的罪。
And then whosoever believeth in him, will be saved.
凡信靠他的将必得救。
Will have peace with God.
将能够与神和好。
That's wonderful.
这是非常美好的。
And so in the world, but in the world who are non-Christians, they will never have peace.
可是在这世上那些非信徒呢，他们是永远不会有平安的。
Although they talk about peace.
虽然他们会谈论这和平。
And sometimes they have peace.
偶尔他们会有这和平。
And this peace, is temporary.
可是这是短暂的。
We can call, in English, you call truce, a truce.
在英文这 truce 就是代表着停战停火的意思。
Yeah, T-R-U-C-E, truce. And, but it is not lasting.
可是这不是长久的。
It will break sometimes.
有时候会会瓦解。
Many times, so it has been broken.
很多时候也破裂了。
And so they will never have peace.
所以他们是永远不会得到这和睦和平。
The reason why is because they rejected the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ.
原因是因为他们拒绝了和平的君王，就是主耶稣基督。
Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
因为基督就是那和平的君王。
But you and I have Jesus Christ.
可是你和我拥有基督。
And we are able to bring about peace.
所以我们能够带给这世人和睦。
God is behind us, with us.
神在我们背后，神与我们同在。
And when we try,
当我们尝试的时候
，when we become peacemakers,
当我们做使人和睦的人的时候
，this God's commandment, God will help us.
这是神的命令，神会帮助我们。
God also will know that you will get all kinds of bad name for interfering.
神也知道
or trying to make peace.
神也知道，当你介入要尝试使人和睦的时候，你将得到那些不好的名字。
God will not remove all these things.
神不会将这些名字。
You will let all the people say all the bad things about you.
他会让他人说你的坏话。
But he will be with you, help you.
他将与你同在，来帮助你。
And definitely, and therefore, to bring about peace, there will be peace. To bring about peace, and so.Definitely there will be peace.
所以我们要做使人和睦的人，才能够带来这和平。
Now you will find that since the world there is no peace, and the Lord Jesus Christ is talking to Christians, so also among Christians, that means the churches, our families, and then individually among ourselves also, we don't have peace. We break peace.
所以我们发现在这世上的那些非信徒，他们中间没有和睦，没有和平。而主在这里是对信徒而说的，也代表说在信徒之间我们也没有这和睦这和平。
That's quite true.
而这是真实的。
Among churches. So I start with one, look for one church, a church.
让我们来看看一间教会，一个教会。
This church and other churches.
这个教会和其他的教会。
And many churches I've been to, I also pastored a church for 14 years.
我到了许多的教会，我自己也牧养了一个教会14年。
And so we think and we hope there will be, when you are in a church, there will be peace all the time.
我们也想，我们也希望，当我们在一间教会的时候，我们能够常常的有和睦，有和平。
But there is no peace.
可是却没有和睦。
True or not?
这是真的吗？
You are listening very carefully. Are you?
你有在仔细的听吗？
Very true.
这是非常真实的。
I don't know about your church.
我不知道你们的教会。
But I know that there will be, sometimes there will be no peace.
可是我知道有时候将
没有和睦。There will be trouble.
会有患难。
I've been to other churches, I know.
我知道其他的教会。
At least for the truth, for the fact.
所以我知道这是事实。
For example,
比如说
the leaders of a church,
当个教会的领袖
they argue, they quarrel, and then they split, they left the church.
他们争辩，他们结果就分裂了。
And not because of biblical doctrine.
而不是因为圣经的教义。
If biblical doctrine you know very well, clearly stated, you cannot quarrel. You cannot disagree.
如果你认识圣经，你了解这教义的话，你就不会有纷争了。
And why did those people, the leaders among themselves, leaders of all, among themselves, why did they split, they separate?
而领袖们他们为什么会争吵，为什么会分裂呢？
And they cannot agree with one another.
他们不能够认同彼此。
Not about doctrine, biblical doctrine, not about biblical
doctrine. 是因为教义。
They believe in Jesus Christ.
他们都信主耶稣基督。
They believe in the Bible.
他们相信圣经。
So they split, not because of this, but because of ways of doing things in the church.
他们分裂是因为他们在这事情上要讲的处理有分有
administration of the church.
对教会的管理有一些不同的想法。
They cannot agree.
他们不能够认同。
One say you must force this way, the other one say you must do it the other way, and they argue.
有人说要这样行，另外一个说要用另外一个方法，所以他们就争吵。
And they can even predict the future.
他们甚至能够预言未来。
See, you will keep on doing this, and what more? Next time you'll do other things. Next time in future, you will do other things. But other things have not been done yet. But they say that you will do other things.
他们会说，你现在这样做，以后你将会那样做。其实那些事都还没有行出来。
And therefore they say, I don't want to stay in this church. I will leave the church.
所以他们说，我不要再待在这个教会，我要离开教会。
I hope you don't have this kind of problem.
我希望这间教会没有这种问题。
We will have this problem. You will have. I believe that you will have one day.
我们有一天也将面对这种问题。
I hope it will not happen.
我希望你们不会。
Why? Because why I believe? Because we still have the sinful nature.
我为什么这么说呢？因为我们还有那罪性在我们里面。
So whatever happens.We are in the church. We are leaders of the church, or even not leaders of the church.
所以无论发生什么事，我们在教会里，无论我们是领袖或不是领袖。
When we disagree with one another in many things,
当我们在事上不能够认同的时候
，not biblical doctrine,
不是因为教义的时候。
We should not leave the church.
我们不应该离开教会。
You should maintain the unity of the church.
我们要保持教会的和谐。
And if you know other Christians in the church, they have disagreement, they have conflict, they have quarrel, then you must try to help to make peace.
如果你知道教会当中有其他的信徒，他们你在有一些地方他们不同意的话，你需要帮助他们使人和睦。
You must,
就是必要的。
You cannot say not my business.
你不可以说这不关我的事。
And you know the person who are quarreling, they are very strong character. And if I interfere, well, I will get a lot of scolding.
你也知道那些在争吵的人，他们的性格非常强烈。如果你跟他们说的话，你将被他们责备。
But you must become what? Peacemakers.
可是你还是要去做，还是要使人和睦。
Because God asks you.
因为这是神的吩咐。
Because God says.
因为这是神所说的。
And I'm a child of God, and therefore I must try.
我是神的儿女，所以我要尽力去做。
At least I try.
尽力去做。
And then when I at night I pray and I will tell God, you know what happened already? I tried and I got scolding. I was called stupid and shut up and all that.
所以我在晚上我会祷告神，告诉神说发生了什么事。我尝试做的时候，人们骂我，他们说我愚昧，说我愚蠢，说我多管闲事。
So Lord, I follow you. I want to be a child of God, a peacemaker.
祷告神说：“我跟随你，我要做使人和睦的人。”
And then he said, "Shut up and stupid."
可是别人却说：“闭嘴。”
Lord help me.
你祷告主帮助我。
So we must be involved.
所以我们必须参与。
Will you?
你愿意参与吗？
I don't think that just a simple.Exhortation like this and encouraging you to become peacemakers, straight away you will change. I will become peacemakers.
我其实不相信一个简单的这样的劝勉，你将会马上变成一个使人和睦的人。
But I hope you are reading the Bible, Matthew chapter 5 verse 9.
是我希望你在读圣经，在
马太福音
五章九节。
Yeah, I'm like you. Yes.
像你一样。
So I hope that tonight you think about it as you go home in the bus or wherever you are, you think about what is said by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我希望今晚你回家的时候，无论你在哪里，在巴士上，在家里，你会默想这段经节。
And then you will try.
并且你会尝试。
To show it.
尝试这么做。
And I'm sure if there is a case before you, you know.Then you tell yourself, "I want to be a peacemaker."
如果你知道在我们当中有人争吵的话，你会祷告，希望自己是那使人和睦的人。
The first thing is that you want to be a peacemaker.
第一个重要点就是你要做，你想要做那和使人和睦的人。
I encourage you. I encourage myself too, because it pleases God.
我勉励你，我也勉励我自己，因为这是讨神喜悦。
God is pleased.
神喜悦。
And you try to do that, you are a child of God. You can be called the children of God.
当你这么做的时候，你能够被称为神的儿子。
Okay, good. Next question is, if I don't do that, can I call myself a child of God?
下一个问题是，如果我不这么做的时候，我能够称自己为神的儿子吗？
Well, you are saved, and God has promised you your salvation.
如果你是得救的，神已经应许你的救恩了。
As a child of God, we must try.
可是身为神的儿子，我们必须
to do things that pleases Him.
来尝试做讨神喜悦的事。
And I believe God will reward you.
我相信神也会赏赐。
And so in the church itself,
所以在教会
you don't have to go far away to make peace.
你不需要去到其他地方，到很远的地方。使人和睦。
As long as this church or other churches exist on this earth, there will be discipline.
只要在世上仍然有教会，就会有这些冲突、人家纷争的地方。
And you must try to bring peace.
我们将要尝试使人和睦。
Even in FBC,
甚至在远东神学院。
Young men and women live together in FBC.
年轻的男女他们生活在远东神学院当中。
There are many, many things to do.
他们有很多事情要做。
Sometimes there are no time to do.
有时候他们没有时间这么做。
And they have to do.
可是他们需要做。
And then they step on each other's toes.
他们就得罪了彼此。
And they get angry.
他们就生气。
They don't want to talk to this person.
他们不要与另一个人说话。
They want to talk to the other person.
不要与另一个人说话。
Because what they say bad things about me.
因为他们说我的坏话。
And you know.
而你知道。
You are a peace-loving child of God.
你是个喜爱和平的人。
And you want to go and make peace.
你要使人和睦。
So they say bad things about you, yet this is the risk that you have to take.
所以虽然他们说你的坏话，而这是你必须冒的险。
And you will try to do it.
你会尝试这么做。
Because it is God's way, it pleases God.
因为这是神的道路，这是讨神喜悦的。
So in the church when you leave,
所以在一个教会如果你离开的话
you hurt Jesus Christ, you hurt God.
首先你是伤了神，伤了主耶稣基督。
Because God asked you to do, God and Jesus Christ asked you and me to become peacemakers.
因为神吩咐我们要做使人和睦的人。
And then when there is no peace, when there is trouble in the church, and then you are quarrel, and then you leave the church.
可是如果教会没有和睦，反而有争吵、有争论的话，而你离开教会。
Then you have your reasons.
你有你的理由。
They are all very small. It's nothing doctrine.
很小的理由，根本谈不上教义。
And therefore we have to practice. We should not leave. Because when you leave a church, you hurt the Lord Jesus Christ, but you hurt many people.First of all, the one you quarrel with, you separate. Then you hurt the person already.
所以我们不应该离开教会，我们反而应该留下来使人和睦。因为我们离开的话，我们首先伤了神，第二我们伤了那与我们争吵的人。
What about other members of the church?
那么教会其他的会友呢？
Then you stop coming to the church.
因为你停止来教会。
And then other members say, why?
其他的会友就会问为什么？
He did not have no chance to ask the person involved.
他没有机会来问当事人。
He asked the next person.
他问另一个人。
And the next person will try to tell the story.
这另一个人要尝试把这故事说出来。
And then the story can never be exactly the same.
可是这说法呢，却不能够完全是相同的。
Interpretation will be wrong.
他们的解读会是错误。
Somewhere wrong also.
在其中有错误。
And then they also will be angry and unhappy.
他们心里也会不高兴。
And this thing will multiply.
这些事情就日渐的加增。
And so you have a church of people because of this little one quarrel and separate a church of a very unhappy church.
所以从一个小小的问题，因为两个人争吵不和睦的话，这问题就变大，使到整个教会都不开心。
And others might be.
其他人也会因此而离开教会。
Who is hurt the most?
谁受到最大的伤害呢？
The Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督。
Christ died for the church.
全为这教会而死。
For every one of us.
为这你我而死。
And he brought us together in that the church will grow.And witness Jesus Christ to the rest of the world.
他把我们带到同一个教会，好让教会能够 成长，好像教会能够为他做见证。
And when this thing happened, separation and go to other churches.
就是当这些事情发生，我们有分裂，我们去到其他的教会的时候。
We hurt the witness of the church.
我们伤害到这整个教会的见证。
The witness of the church become weakened.
教会的见证反而
not only in this church but in other churches.
不只在这间教会，在其他的教会也一样。
And I hope that the when these people go to the other church and the other church will be happy or the pastor will be happy. I hope not. I hope the church will not be happy.
当他们去到其他教会的时候，我希望其他教会他们也不会开心。
Some of them will be happy.Because I have more members now.
有些教会可能会开心，因为他们有更多的会友了。
In the end, all of us will meet in heaven.
是最后呢，大家都会到天堂去。
There's no other your names no more.
不再是你和我的名字。
True life no more. True life.
不再是真生命堂。
Will be Christ Church.
是基督的教会。
All church will be Christ church. We all in Christ church.
所有的教会，我们所有人都在基督的教会里。
All of us will be there.
所有人都会在那里。
And therefore, if we are mature Christians, we have this kind of problem in our church, then you try your best to resolve them, to be peacemakers.And that they will continue to remain the church.
所以如果你是成熟的基督徒，有这些事情发生，你将会竭尽所能来解决这些事情，做使人和睦的人。
Then you say, what about the problems?
就是你会说这问题怎么办呢？
All right. The first thing to do is you must be humble.
首先要做的是你必须谦卑。
You must be honest.
必须诚实。
You must be patient.
你必须有耐心。
And then you must talk and talk and talk.
然后你必须与他人来交谈。
Dialogue, 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 okay?
一直的交谈，一直的沟通。
If you don't, and when you can't finish the talk, postpone till tomorrow or day after or in future.
如果你交谈还没结束呢，你就延期到明天或是后天。
And you investigate, you search the scriptures and find.
过后你查考圣经啊。
And when you find in the scripture there is truth here, and then when it is being shared, and you are told, and you must read the scriptures, and you also know, then one must be humble and submit.
我必须查考圣经来寻找答案。当你们找到真理的时候，我们也必须来顺服这真理。
But if not, talk.
如果不行，继续的沟通。
That's like husband and wife, huh?
就好像夫妻一样。
Yeah. And they disagree, and they get angry, they quarrel.
他们不同意，然后他们争吵，他们生气的时候。
A few days don't talk.
有几天他们不交谈。
But they can't help it, they have to talk.
是没有办法，他们必须交谈。
Because they live together.
因为他们生活在一起。
And then somehow or other, they have to talk.
所以他们必须要有沟通。
Then you say husband and wife usually they come back and they talk and then talk again and they settle among themselves.
而夫妻在他们坐下来一起交谈的时候，过后就能够把。
Then your relationship can become better.
他们能够恢复他们的关系。
And then, of course, they will be happy life after that.
过后他们也能够有喜乐。
So it is the same as in the church.
所以在教会也是一样的。
We have to talk and don't leave.
我们必须要有交谈、有沟通，而不是离开教会。
And if everyone is a Christian,
如果每个人都是信徒的话
，and everyone will listen to the Bible as Jesus Christ says, be peacemakers. If all of us try ourselves to be peacemakers, but we are the children of God.
如果我们每个人我们都是相信神的，我们会遵行神的话语，在这里说要使人和睦。
Then the church will be a happy place.
因为我们是神的儿女，那么这教会呢将会是一个充满喜乐的地方。
Okay?
这好吗？
This is what the Lord Jesus Christ said.
这是主耶稣基督所说的。
Only one verse.
很简单的一节。
Be peacemakers, for you shall be called the children of God.
你要做使人和睦的人，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
And blessed are the peacemakers. Why blessed?
使人和睦的人有福了。为什么有福呢？
It means that the word blessed means that spiritual well-being and prosperity.
这有福代表着你在属灵上你的灵命上得到神的福气。
You want spiritual well-being.
你属灵上你的灵命得到福气。
You want to spiritually prosper too.
你在属灵上你要得到昌盛。
Prosper in many things, physical as well as spiritual.
物质上和属灵上都昌盛。
Less headache.
少一点头痛。
Less heartache.
少一点心痛。
More difficult to get heartbreak.
也更少的有着心碎的感觉。
Heart attack.
更少的得到这个心脏病。
And you be peacemakers. When you are happy,
你就能够成为使人和睦的人，那你将会得到喜乐。
Because God says, when you are happy, and there is good medicine.
因为神说，当你有喜乐的时候，这是你心中的良药。
For your body.
身体的良药。
Here on earth,
在这世上。
And also in heaven.
你在天上。
Now having said the church, then we talk about another area in which we will quarrel, but especially is that among friends, individuals.
我们已经谈论了教会，现在我们来谈谈我们在人与人之间的关系，尤其是在朋友之中。
Have we got friends?Before was friendly, very close. And then after that, one day, there is some misunderstanding. And then we really let go of ourselves. You let go, she also, or he also let go. And then he exploded. And then you don't see each other.
之前好朋友有亲密的朋友，可是因为一点误会呢，我们就发脾气，结果呢，就不再做朋友。
Because you say all the bad things.
因为你说了那些不该说的那些坏话。
And the trouble with all of us, every one of us.
和我们每个人我们的问题呢？
When a person say a bad thing about the other person, he will never forget, never forget. He will always remember.
就是当一个人说了坏话来责备另一个人的时候，另一个人是永远都不会忘记的。
Very surprised. 10 years later, also remember.
很惊奇的是十年后他仍旧记得。
And then when you want to try to say to find out, do you want the truth?
你问他你要知道真理吗？
Yes, 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 I want the truth.
他说是的是的我要知道真理。
And then she tell you the truth.
然后他就把真相说出来。
Wow, you can remember.
就是说哇十年了你还记得。
You never forgive him.
你没有原谅吗？
Really, man. And sometimes we have among ourselves,we quarrel among them. So we must try to make peace.
在我们中间呢，我们也会有在争吵，所以我们要尝试使人和睦。
How to make peace?
要怎样使人和睦呢？
To make peace, one of the ways is be patient, keep on talking.
其中一个方法是要有耐心，要继续的沟通。
You meet the person, you say, "Hello, how are you?"
你遇到那个人，你说你好吗？
你好嘛 ？The Chinese one is better. English one not so good. How are you? But in Chinese, I already said, 你好嘛？你好啊？
是说你好吗？
你好 ，Yes, good.
就好吗
？Very good. In this case, we try, and if a person doesn't answer, at least the one, but you keep on. If 10 times when you say 你好 ，sure, one day she will answer.我好啊
或许头几次他不回应你可是你一直尝试的话说了第十次他会将会回应你你们能够继续的
能够开始
尤其是当他们是基督徒的话
Because one day they will know they will go to heaven and we will be together there. I always tell people, you are a Christian friend, you don't want to friend me, never mind, you're going to see me forever.
因为我们都是基督徒，所以有一天我们将在 天堂相聚。我时常跟我基督徒的朋友说，如果你不与我和好的话，没有关系，有一天我们
You will be with me forever.
我们会永远的在天上相聚。
So you better like me.
你是还喜欢我。
I like you.
其实我是喜欢你的。
It's the truth.
就是真理。
It's the truth. And so we Christians, whether you are in this church or other churches, if we are Christians together, we can live together happily.
所以如果我们是基督徒，不论你是在哪个教会，我们都能够和睦的相处。
So these are, it's very important therefore that we be peacemakers.
所以很重要的是我们要做使人和睦的人。
Don't run away, okay?
不要逃跑。
Even though bad things will be said about you when you try to help.
虽然当你尝试帮助的时候，人家会说那些坏话。
Don't have to be afraid.
不需要害怕。
God will bless you.
神会赐福于你。
You must accept that God will bless you. That's the truth.
你必须接受，神必定赐福你。
God will bless you, will reward you.
神会赐福，会赏赐你。
And then God said, you will be called the children of God.
而神说你将被称为神的儿子。
So you don't have to be afraid.
所以你不需要害怕。
All the bad things you say about what others said about you, bad things about you, you are scolded and all these things, never mind.
别人责备你，骂你，说一些坏话，都没有关系。
God is there. God is in control.
因为神掌管这一切。
So all the bad things cannot last long.
所以一切的坏话他们都不能够长久。
And God will bless you.
而神会赐福于你。
And God also will help you to sleep at night.
神也会帮助你晚上能够入眠。
Don't at night you sleep. Why you say so many bad things about me? I can't sleep. And you get up and say, why you sleep? I cannot sleep. The fellow say so bad things about me.
你不需要在晚上的时候失眠，因为别人说很多的坏话来责备你。
But God will give you sleep.
你要相信神，神必赐你能够入眠。
I believe.
这是我所相信的。
You must learn to believe that.
你要学习来相信这个。
To believe and trust what God said.
来相信，信靠神所说的。
And you do God's word, and you are be peacemakers, and you have all these bad things said about you. Don't worry, you can sleep.
当你行神的话语，你做使人和睦的人的时候，别人说坏话来责备你，不需要害怕，不需要担心。
God will bless you.
神依然会赐福于你。
So there are certain principles. For example, I've just already said the first principle in any kind of peacemaking. You find that people quarrel among themselves, and then to make peace, there must be honesty.
所以有一些原则，我刚才已经说了。第一个就是，当我们之间有争吵的时候，我们要使人和睦的时候，我们必须要有这忠诚。
Honesty, yes. And therefore, if what is right, and you, at first you don't believe, but once they found out that this is right, they must accept it.
我们必须要诚实。当一件事情是正确的话，我们必须来接受。
So there must be humility.
所以我们也必须有谦卑。
So when we are doing peacemaking, we have to remember these things.
当我们在使人和睦的时候，我们要记得这几点。
There must be honesty.
我们必须是诚实的。
There must be humbleness.
我们也必须是谦卑的。
The third thing, patience.
我们也必须有耐心。
This is a very, very difficult sometimes.
这是有时是十分困难的。
You cannot finish, you cannot complete.Today, you postpone tomorrow.
今天不能够完成，你明天继续。
Or day after.
或是后天继续。
And so there must be talking. Keep talking. Keep the dialogue open.
我们必须能够沟通，必须能保持对话。
Keep talking. And then we can come. When you have patience, when you have honesty, and then humility, and then you keep talking, there will be a solution.
当我们有耐心的时候，我们诚实并且谦卑，继续的交谈的时候，我们能够找到解决的方法。
Do you agree?
你同意吗？
You practice it. And you will find that it is wonderful.
你将发现这是很奇妙的。
I have lived for quite a number of years.
我已经活了一段年日。
And I have gone through this kind of problems and troubles.
我也经历了这些问题。
In my church, and then also within myself and within some of my friends.
在我的教会，在我的朋友圈里。
And so I learned these things. Patience.
这几点要有耐心。
Keep on talking.
继续的交谈。
So trouble is what? When you want to talk again, the other person don't want to talk.
问题是当你要交谈的时候，另一方他们不愿意交谈。
So you stop talking.
就停止。
That the temptation is to stop talking.
诱惑就是要停止这沟通。
And then when you read the word of God, you say, you get convicted. You say, how can you stop talking?
当你读神的话语的时候，你心里得到责备，你为什么停止沟
通？ So you commit to the Lord.
所以你将事情交托于神。
And you try again. After you commit to the Lord, you try again.
交托于神之后，你继续的尝试。
And then when the other person begin to start talking, and that's answer already.
当另一方开始与你交谈的时候，这就是神的命令了。
And there will be peace making.
这就能够使人和睦。
Now this is very, very important.
这是非常非常重要。
Because it helps us in our life.
这是帮助我们生命的。
You and I are going to live a life that is peace loving, peaceful with people.
如果你我的生命要是一个和睦的生命的话
I don't have to sacrifice anything.
我不需要牺牲任何
All the good things that you have, you can keep it.
所有的好的事情你拥有你能够
And you can share with others.
你能够与他人分享
And the others also can enjoy.
他人也能够来享受
But you are doing the work of God.
是你是在做神的工作
You keep on doing it.
你继续的来做
And you will have a blessed life.
将是一个蒙福的生命。
So I pray the Lord that you will remember all these things.
我祷告神，你记得这一切。
Okay, let's pray. Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We thank thee, Father, that you have given us this word.
我感谢神，你赐给我们你的话语。
You have said that blessed are the peacemakers.
已经说了，使人和睦的人有福了。
And we shall be called the children of God.
因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Help us to know deeper, Lord, these few words that you have said.
帮助我们更深的来认识你所说的这几句话。
May we always remember these words.
我们常常纪念这段经节。
And do it in our life, practice it in our life.
并且在我们生命当中行出来。
And we shall see, definitely we shall see the fruits of obeying thee.
让我们也能够看到顺服你的果子。
This we pray, thanking thee in Jesus' name.
我们感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。